Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
All right, raise your hand.
Amen.
And say after me out loud, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ,
His only Son,
our Lord,
who was conceived with the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, dead, and buried.
He descended into hell.
The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven
and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
From whence he shall come
to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Church Universal,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting.
I believe in Jesus.
I believe in his resurrection.
Therefore,
I believe
in miracles,
signs,
wonders,
right now,
today,
for myself,
for my family,
for my loved one,
for my neighbor.
Praise God.
Give your neighbor a big hug.
Say miracles.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
I'll tell you,
we have had
great testimonies
today. I appreciate
Brother Jim Needles
sharing
that beautiful financial
testimony.
Wow.
God
rules
even over the IRS.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something?
Hallelujah.
And over every state
revenue service.
Yes.
Glory
That's to awesome.
God.
And
then when I
came out of my
seat, when
I
so appreciate
Ruth
Lane and
Xavier
James coming.
Where are you?
Wave your hands.
Right there here.
You are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You got
that miracle
in 1988?
Yes. That is awesome.
Wow. Where
were you?
In which?
You were in
North Carolina?
At which
church? Where?
In what city?
Which one?
Timberlake.
Creedmoor.
Oh,
now I remember.
I've had
so many different places.
And this was
before
we
moved here.
It's 1988,
correct?
Almost 30
years ago.
That was
almost, 30
years ago, almost?
Approximately,
yes.
Wow.
So
how old was
James?
12.
Whoa.
And
that was a word of
knowledge, right?
Yes.
I said,
there's a young man here
who's got a problem with
his knees.
And you were wearing a
brace?
Yes, a knee immobilizer.
Wow.
And
you got the miracle
right there.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
And
the Lord,
I felt like
he was giving a
word for you and
for any other family,
but
that
he is the Lord
of the double
portion, James.
Amen.
And
I want to
tell you, you came
here
and
your family,
you are
touching the hem of
his garment again,
once Amen, again,
Lord.
For a miracle.
So
I pray for a
supernatural
restoration
of the
custody
for your son.
Amen. Is it?
Your
daughter.
My daughter, yes.
How old is she?
18 months.
18
months.
Wow,
beautiful.
What's her name?
London Noel Perkins.
How about that?
What's the
first name?
London.
London.
Like London
Bridge. London. I like it.
Yeah.
Amen. We
thank
just
you.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
We sent an angel
this
morning
to
take care of
this affair.
We
just
pray for
a double
portion of God's
miracle.
And
whatever
complication,
God
is more
than able
to
take care
of that.
And we
just pray
for
a double portion
miracle
for you.
For you
and your
family.
Thank you for
coming
today. and testify the goodness of the Lord. Amen. In fact, it might be good somewhere we arrange for them to say, give a little video testimony, because I love this. What God did, He's going to do again, but at a higher level, in a higher portion of glory. He takes us from glory to glory. So the glory is climbing up and up. So I want you to take that for yourselves. Even our brother Jim Needle's testimony is for us all. I thank you for sharing that. And there are people watching us even this morning that need a miracle, that need a breakthrough in their finances. And we're just saying, whether they need grace with state institution are concerned, or whether they need a breakthrough in your business. And I believe that we're in a stage for the next level of breakthrough. So some of you are having certain struggles. That struggle is not bad. Okay? It is just the pressure for the baby to be born. That is intensity, and you go, ah, I wish I had never had that. And anyway.
Does that come from personal experience?
Yes. Bonnie called me names that I never dreamt existed, and in the intensity of the, and then once we saw the baby, oh, that is all worth it. So tell your neighbor, it's going to be worth it.
It's going to be worth it.
So I felt like that was the other thing that many are struggling, but it's a glory struggle. You go from glory to glory, so it's bringing your business to the next level. So this struggle is not, I mean, there are sometimes the enemy cooperates, believe me, in that struggle, and it makes it more intense. We take authority over any supernatural dark force. And that's why God has made fellowship. That's why God has made church, that we are a community of people in agreement for miracles and breakthroughs. For every family, for you today, for your son, for your daughter, for your grandson, for your granddaughter, that there are breakthroughs today, and we are in agreement.
Thank you, Lord.
And as even God, sometimes we get somewhat set in our ways, or we come to a somewhat of a dead zone. And the Spirit of God, one of His jobs is to slap you awake and say, Hey, we're going to the next level. Come on. Don't you get dead. And it's our job, each other, to encourage each other, to strengthen each other. All right? To strengthen each other's hands to go for the next level. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. This beautiful woman is my wife. Just want you to know.
Reunite. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Reunited.
Don't give people the wrong impression.
Yeah. Well. That's true. We have always been united, praise God, for 40 years. I am so glad. Glory to God.
I loved what Michael said, with the exception of the fact that there was just sort of a little, you know, I mean, you do this. It's like, okay, so Mary is the straight man for all of Michael's shtick, right?
Yeah.
So I noticed there were two scenarios where, you know, Michael was like, cool, hero. But, you know, then Mary was like, ning, 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 ning. What is it with you guys? I mean, I was watching your wife, and she was giving you that look. When it appeared to be that she was the, you know, unbeliever in the moment. But I loved what you said. Kids have a memory. That really pinged me because then it was, Daddy, what was that thing you said you would do for us? What was that special thing you said? And immediately it made me think of all of the promises of God. Scripture says are yes and amen for us who believe in Christ Jesus, right? So we could say, Daddy, come on, Daddy. What was that thing you said? That promise you made? In your word? In your son? that you would do for me. Come on, ask him. Come on, come on, come on. You know, you know, you know you've got those promises. And some of us, they are very specific ones that the Holy Spirit, the Word have come to us in a very specific way. So today, say today.
Today.
Daddy.
Daddy.
What was that thing you said?
You would do for me.
Hallelujah. The other thing that I really appreciate, and there's a theme here because it's...
That's the one. Thank you.
And I was just coming to you, Armand, as the voice of Daddy on this theme because beginning in the watch on Friday night, there was that thing about Daddy taking out of his pocket and continuing to give and give and give. And it was in a very specific natural illustration of Armand and Jay and provision for some stuff. And then Michael, you continued on a roll on all of that this morning. And when you said the scripture about Christ has disarmed, instantly I heard a big click and I saw a vault being opened. I saw a vault being opened. And then Jim comes up with his testimony about the IRS is under the authority of the Heavenly Father. Come on. Say the vault is open. All the riches of Christ.
All the riches of Christ.
All the promises of God.
Belong to me.
Now look at your neighbor. And to you. And look at your other neighbor. And to you. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what, on Friday, I shared that the Lord, I started in a
thank you
apostolic kind of prayer this week about, we are saying, you know, well, this is the, some of you may not recall perhaps because you were not there, but 500 years ago was the birth of the Reformation. And we are celebrating the 500th anniversary of the awesome move that really changed the whole earth. You know, visitation, I mean, that we call now, we call the Reformation, but there were men like Martin Luther, Zwingli, other people like that. And then it just flowed to the from Germany to Switzerland to... Great Britain with John Wesley and others, but there was a transformation, and the Word became alive. Mm-hmm. The church really almost had become comatose, mm-hmm. and it woke up. Mm-hmm. But then it's good to celebrate anniversaries, but God was saying, and so what I'm saying, we are Lord, we have the vision for the next 500 years. Hmm. If you tarry, where is the church going to be? And what is the apostolic commission for all of us together, the corporate people? We need, without a vision, people perish. And in that context, God, I mean, the Lord Jesus, it's in red in Matthew
in Bible.
Chapter
written
7.
In red.
Even in my iPad.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's in red.
It's red letters.
It says, ask, and it shall be given you. So,
amen.
June, it's good to see you. Ask, and it shall be given to all of you. Samuel, ask. Second June. There are two Junes here. Maybe there may be a third one. But ask, and it shall be given
amen.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Seek,
Jesus,
and you shall
thank
find.
Thank you, Lord.
Ask. And that was, I felt like the Lord said, I thought you would never ask.
Wow.
And that goes with what Michael was sharing about, Daddy, you promised. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Well, the other aspect of this is God is waiting for us to remind him of his word and his promises. And we want to encourage each other for the breakthrough for all of you. For the next level of glory and miracles.
The Holy Ghost is flowing.
Yeah.
Wanda, from Texas just wrote, Isaiah 43:26, remind me of my word.
Yes. That was the other. You're flowing, Wanda, because that was one of the other references I had
from
Isaiah today. But the first, tell your neighbor, ask, neighbor.
Ask.
And then, secondly, then, of course, what are we asking for? And we need to get a little bit more mature in our asking.
That's good.
And take it to a place where it's not just on a personal perspective.
That's good.
But know that the Lord, your Heavenly Father, is a provider of all good things. Say good things.
Good things.
So there are good things even now. And we have had, see, I reminded people that, like, the president signed something that was for the Keystone Pipeline. And this is just a promise of tremendous breakthrough in the oil industry. But it is very important. We cannot take it. We need to push it spiritually also at different levels. If our oil industries, for example, I don't want to get too political or in the wrong way take it, but it's not only providing thousands of jobs, but if we develop and take that thought of the oil industry being taken advantage of and start exporting oil rather than we became importers from the 70s on, we made certain people and governments rich that were really from satanic elements who promoted satanic and even terroristic philosophies and sent out emissaries, messengers of darkness and finance, terrorism, things like that. And we were put in that position by politicians, I believe, and different special interests. And now I hope we are in a new season of being set free. So economically, we can go to the next level. We are lenders and not borrowers.
Amen. Amen.
We give to many.
Amen.
But we don't have to put not only us, but our children and grandchildren in debt. So we are going to be asking at the next level. Ask. And ask for, above all, for souls.
Hallelujah.
We are going to ask for more souls. Lord, give us souls. So there is breakthrough. But this is the year, just like the tremendous examples we had of literally, these are not theories, but people getting some of the most awesome miracles, like Cindy Schaefer coming. But, you know, at that time, Cindy Decker she stood in the gap that night, I remember, for another Cindy in Florida. And she got a healing from cancer also.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you remember, Mahesh, during the conference, during the miracle service in the conference, you reminded us of the story, I think it's in Luke 7, about the centurion and the healing of the centurion servant. And I was rereading it again. And you know how you read something and you hear it and you think, oh, yeah, I know this story really well and blah, 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 blah. I noticed for the very first time in 40-plus years that the centurion and Jesus never actually were face-to-face and never actually exchanged words directly between the two of them. The entire miracle traveled on the message, the word, the faith, and activity of a bunch of different people that were going in between. The centurion sent messengers to the elders who went to Jesus, who asked Jesus, and then Jesus was on his way when somebody came from the centurion's house and said, oh, well, you know, whatever, never mind. And then before he could get there, the word came back, the miracle had been accomplished. And I really got to thinking about that and how we are all, you know, the Bible says that some plant, some water, God gives the increase. So I know that God is encouraging each and every one of us to be fully engaged in the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, day by day, hour by hour, because that kingdom that Daniel saw, a stone, the chief cornerstone, flung out of heaven that became this mountain rising in the earth that upset the kingdoms of the earth. We are an active, living part of engagement. So, Pastor, when you talk about, you know, move the boundaries, ask at a different level, this totally applies to our lives. And when it comes to miracles, miracles are a clear demonstration of another kingdom, another law at work. And
very good.
God, I could say God bless them, but I don't bless. The wisdom of man is foolishness to God. And things like, slowly bringing the wealthiest nation, the most powerful, influential for Christian civilization, into bondage, and then begin to encroach on the way we think, and then begin to lay political correctness on us, and then begin to change our laws in order to change our culture, just moving us farther and farther and farther away from the light of Scripture, the light of the Reformation, into darkness, and into the bondage of the darkness of human wisdom. And I say, you know what, that has been disarmed, and it is time for the church and the nations to begin to reveal the glory of God. And we each have a part to play. Everyone has a dynamic part to play that's a daily contribution of the person of the Holy Spirit being out poured out on our lives. Isaiah, Luke 4, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. So what a time.
And we need to remember to keep on this. We cannot get blasé or cannot afford to get lazy. We have achieved a certain level, but we need to keep Psalm 149. Our praises should get even more intense. Let the high praises of God be in our mouths, so that and a mighty sword Hallelujah. In our hands, so we can bind the kings of
yes.
darkness.
Yeah.
Principalities and powers. So we cannot relax. I thank God for our worship team,
yeah.
for Michael, for Jenna, for
Landon
and Karen, Dennis. And other members
yeah.
of the team. What we did this last conference,
yeah.
and appreciate what, and I want you to make sure you tell them how much you appreciate them, and they pour out their strength. And then, but we had one of the great symphony cello players that the Lord brought to us at her own expense to come.
Yeah.
She is in demand all over. And she came to say, I want to serve the Lord and be with you guys. And then we had a saxophone player, one of the greatest in the nation, just sitting there and said, I was just waiting for you guys to ask. I said, whoa, ask. And I want to carry that forward. Again, it going with what Michael said. And Michael, this whole thing has been very prophetic, even this morning. And you got to get the pulse of the prophetic. Because here is a daddy. Say, I want to give the good things. And then I want to take whatever I have out of my pocket to give it to my young son.
Jesus.
He may not totally have earned it, but it's okay. It's my father's heart to give him that. And that's God, the Lord says in Matthew 7 further, and that's a word for you. If you then, being evil, that means at a human level, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, your Father, capital F, your Father which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him, how much more? So that's part of our theme this next few weeks, is how much more? So ask and ask much more at
Amen.
A greater level, at an apostolic level. We have been at one level, and we need to get our vision much, much higher, our prophetic anointing, our intercessory commitment at a much higher level, and he will do it. He will do it for you. He will do it for your children. And he will do it for this nation.
Amen.
Praise God. So we had the other scripture I wanted to share. By the way, he will. There's people here are looking for guidance. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you Amen. That guidance. Amen. How much more? And the part of that Amen. Is the guidance that either you or your children need today, and deliverance from certain oppressions, physical oppressions, certain, I believe that there's someone watching here, and Hallelujah. Then a couple of people here. If you've had headaches, I mean, I feel like there is healing from concussions and old injuries. The Holy Ghost is here to give that. And wherever the enemy has taken advantage, I want to speak deliverance in that situation in the Amen, name Lord. Of Jesus. That the oppression through the blood of Jesus is Hallelujah. Broken in Jesus' name. And the mercy of God is here. That his forgiveness is there. So there are a couple of people here that you have let past shadows torment you. And the Lord says, listen, what Quincy brought.
Yeah.
I've already forgiven. Go on.
Stop bringing it up.
Stop bringing it up. You are forgiven.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, you are forgiven, neighbor. And we need to remind the
Hallelujah.
Nation, let's get going out into the next realm yeah. instead of thinking of old yokes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, and then seek, and then knock. The other thing I saw, this conference was, I mean, I wish
yeah.
you could all have heard the testimonies of so many wonderful people that got
yeah.
Healing, deliverance, provision. And there was, I mentioned this on Friday night, the senior pastor of one of the major churches in the Turks and Caicos mm-hmm. was here. And he speaks to the prime ministers and things like
yeah.
that. Anyway, in the Caribbean. And his elder was there. He said, we have never been around anything like this. And I said, it has changed my life. It has changed my ministry. It has transformed. It's going to transform the church. And it's going to transform that whole island. Just by that experience. So,
thank you, Lord.
Anyway, the thing is, as a corporate body and then as an individual person, the Lord is afresh pouring this word upon us where the Lord, this is in Luke 4, verse 18 onwards, the Lord Jesus comes and says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, but he's echoing what was given in Isaiah, and I wanted to just speak that version over you right now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. Say, he has anointed me.
He has anointed me.
To preach good news to the poor.
To preach good news to the poor.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
And the opening of the prison.
And the opening of the prison.
To those who are bound.
To those who are bound.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the
Lord.
And
the day of vengeance of our God.
And the day of vengeance of our God.
To comfort all who mourn.
To comfort all who mourn.
To console those who mourn in Zion.
To console those who mourn in Zion.
To give them beauty for ashes.
To give them beauty for ashes.
The oil of joy for mourning.
The oil of joy for mourning.
The garment of praise.
The garment of praise.
For the spirit of heaviness.
For the spirit of heaviness.
That they may be called.
That they may be called.
Trees of righteousness.
Trees of righteousness.
The planting of the Lord.
The planting of the Lord.
That he may be glorified.
That he may be glorified. Amen.
So the Holy wow. Spirit anoints us.
Mm-hmm.
He mm-hmm. anoints us to God refresh others. And I mean, again, we need to have the vision for the kingdom at the next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how you can give strength. Each of you are being anointed to a new level. But we need to take it to the new level.
And of course, in the Bible language, in the context, when it says the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me, it was talking specifically in the cultural context that Israel understood is that the anointing was poured on who? Kings and priests, right?
Yep.
Kings and priests. And for the first time in the God-man, in Jesus who fulfilled the old law, the God-man, the king and the priest came together in the anointing and he broke open, what? A new thing. Say a new thing. What's the new thing? That kingdom of God has come. And it is a kingdom of royal priests. Kings and priests, the believers in the earth that is ever increasing. So when it says he has anointed me, it's a specific kind of anointing. It's an anointing for authority to rule. It's an anointing to forgive sins. Hello.
And, well, one of the examples, on Saturday, at the end of our service, Brother Lance Walnau was there, and he said, Mahesh, can you speak a word? I'm on Periscope, and just say something, please. And so I gave a prophetic exhortation, and I forget now what else I said. But in about 5 minutes, maybe less than that, I gave an exhortation. And then he just set it out. About 4 or 5 minutes later, he said, look, Mahesh, I just wanted to see the responses. And there were already 4,500 so many people. And over the next few minutes, it went to immediate 5,000 people were receiving it and responding it. I mean, this, just think of that. We think we are speaking to one person. And we are. That's why there is a paradigm shift for you, your ministry, for this ministry, and for our calling together. Think about it. My thing would be, I'm speaking to one person and praying for them. And that's great. But the Lord said, I multiplied 5,000-fold. So I'm receiving it, and I'm releasing it over you. That what you define, what we are defining in the ordinary, what you're thinking, even this morning.
Amen, Lord.
I want to give it a zap from Jehovah Zappa and say it is 5,000-fold increase that the Lord gives, at least for your ministry, for you, for your children.
Hallelujah.
That it's to the next level. Ask and it shall be. How much more your heavenly Father do for you? And we have, I believe, we have taken the church in an apostolic way. The Lord is speaking to the church of Jesus Christ, saying, you have pretty much in your vision remained at one level for 500 years. That's good. But I want you to take it now. Ask of the Father and see how much more. So some of you who can help, who are in the one of the unique nerdy worlds of Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, all of that, help us where together we can, through this ministry is one aspect of it. I'm praying for each of your businesses and for your children's work and for your ministries that you anticipating, may that go to the next level, 5,000-fold, because there is a reason. Comfort those who are mourning. There are so many people who are desperately needing the spirit of comfort, who are needing awesome miracles and healings. And so he's giving us these little examples, and we're going to run with them. We're going to receive it and be like faithful servants who are not just going to bury it in the ground. We're going to take it and multiply. And so have a vision, and those who are good in these things, help us. And I'm saying, I don't understand that much of it, but if we can take it and make it 5,000-fold more effective, let's come together and do it. And I'm blessing you for your same work, for commissions and for jobs and all that, that in every way the Lord, with his help, because of people who need that comfort, to help comfort those who mourn, to give them. They are like, they have ashes. In the olden days, people if they were mm-hmm. not getting their breakthrough, so they had, the yokes were getting really heavy and the difficulties were getting, I mean, they would put ashes literally on their faces and sit there because they have been immobilized. And the spirit, the supernatural
Hallelujah.
Spirit of love and mercy from the throne of God because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We don't deserve it. The world may not deserve it. We may all say, yes, I agree. We are rascals. But through the blood of Jesus, we have been
Hallelujah.
Forgiven. And the power yes. of the Holy Spirit is coming yeah. to give us. And so part of our ministry then, as we receive strength to give to others beauty for ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning.
That's
so the earth without Jesus, yeah. without His Holy Spirit, is in mourning. And we can help together break the yoke of mourning.
Amen. Amen.
Say the Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Is on me.
Is on me.
On us.
On us.
To bring good tidings.
To bring good tidings.
To the poor.
To the poor.
To heal the broken heart.
Amen. To heal the broken heart.
To set the captives free.
To set the captives free.
Open prison doors.
Open prison doors.
And to proclaim.
And to proclaim.
The year of favor and promotion.
The year of favor and promotion.
And to comfort those who mourn.
And to comfort those who mourn.
Give them beauty for ashes.
Give them beauty for ashes.
The oil of joy for mourning.
The oil of joy for mourning.
The garment of praise.
The garment of praise.
For the spirit of heaviness.
Hallelujah.
Literally,
Shodamaya.
We put on new clothes of praise. And so we may be called trees of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Say, you are a tree of righteousness.
You are a tree of righteousness.
A planting of the Lord. And then it goes on that they will rebuild old ruins.
Yeah.
They shall raise up the former desolations and shall repair the ruined cities.
My goodness.
The desolations
Hallelujah.
Of many generations.
Karabashoma.
So we have, and that anointing is there to lift people. If that, and that's why we need each other. You need communion. You need at least once a week come and get a zap, mm-hmm. get your batteries charged. Get renewed in the spirit because there are people out there and we may get it if we just get isolated is the spirit of heaviness is out there and we renounce it, cast it away in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
The spirit of heaviness, go in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We renounce it in Jesus. The Lord was telling me about there's so many D's that are there. There is disappointment, and there is discouragement, and there is despair, and there is doubt, and there is disbelief, and there is double-mindedness, and there is distraction, and there is the spirit of deceit, and the spirit of dullness, and the spirit of deadness, and the spirit of delay, and all of this. We cast all the demonic deeds out of our
yes.
lives in the name of
yes.
Jesus. And the Spirit of God comes to refresh you. Put your hand on your neighbor right now. And we just pray that a fresh...
Thank you, Lord.
And we have poured out. I so commend each of you.
Amen.
I want to commend the teams that are here. The worship team, the ushering team. I mean, it goes on. The sound team, the lighting. There were so many, the helps ministry, hospital. You gave yourself. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so proud. And now as you're poured out and people watching, if you're poured out, may the Spirit of God come
Amen,
afresh,
Lord.
Afresh on you.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord is on
yeah,
you in a new way to the next level. And the Lord is anointing you to preach good tidings to the poor, to the Lord to break any yoke over you or your business or your finances and get you to the next level to proclaim liberty to the captives, the acceptable year of favor and promotion, and to give you beautiful ashes, the oil of joy. Say the oil of joy.
The oil of joy.
For mourning. So if today we're going to, in a moment, we're going to open for the healing team to come and help Hank and Pam out here and others, Richie, Katie, all of you, Dale. We're going to pray for you if any of these D's have tried to come over you, from discouragement to depression, we're going to be delivered. If you need help,
that's awesome.
Right now we have prayed a generic prayer.
So in a way, this is D-Day.
Yes, yes. Glory to God. Amen. Stand up. Praise God.
That was awesome, Pastor. Thank the Lord for you. You're amazing. You are anointed to preach good news. Thank you.
Thank you. And Xavier James and
Hallelujah.
Ruth Elaine, thank you for coming. We pray special miracle for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're going to sing a song? What do we want to sing?
Worthy of it all.
Hallelujah.
Glory. And those who need a baptism of the Holy Spirit, God is telling you, you've been hanging out there, you need a body, you need a church, you need a family to belong to. Officially come and say, yes, God is saying, we'll receive you. All right? Glory to God. You need a touch from the Lord. A healing team, prophet, please come up here and line up.
Lord.
Praise God. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Bless each and everyone.
Amen, Lord.
The other ones watching us on the World Wide Web, bless them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.